Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Friday morning. Welcome into the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. It's a football Friday here at idahosports.com. And boy, do we have action coming up for you today. But before we talk about today's football games, last night, Paul Kingsbury and I went out to Donna Larson Park, and what a beautiful facility it is over at Donna Larson. Beautiful football field, softball field. The track is in pristine condition around the football field. A great venue to watch sports. We saw Meridian take on Bora, and it was a tale of two halves. Meridian all over Bora in the first half. They took a 28-6 lead going into halftime. Quarterback Jake Berard ran for over 200 yards in the first half alone, and it looked like it was all Meridian, but Bora came back in the second half, led by running back Hunter Kenyon in his 219 yards, and they came back and beat Bora 33-28, rallying from a 22-point halftime deficit. Just a great game last night over at Donna Larson Park. If you take the Idaho Statesman newspaper, then you've probably already seen the article about Horseshoe Bend and how the community is coming together to raise money to support their athletic program there at Horseshoe Bend High School. If you don't take the Statesman, it's worth it. Spend the 50 cents or a dollar it takes to buy the paper today. Real nice piece in the Statesman about Horseshoe Bend and how the community is coming together to save high school athletics there in Horseshoe Bend. It's worth a read. And speaking of a good read, here's another good read that I've come across in the Magic Valley Times News. Declo and Kimberly get together tonight, and that's the matchup between Kirby Bright, head coach of Kellogg, and Kelly Kidd of Declo, and this will be the 16th season and possibly the last season that these two coaches go against each other, as Kirby Bright has taken on the athletic director duties at Kimberly, and he said he is going to step aside most likely at the end of the year, so this is the last game that you'll see Kelly Kidd and Kirby Bright prowl the sidelines against each other. Real good piece by David Bayshore of the Magic Valley Times News. Well, it's on to football for tonight. We have a full plate of football right here at idahosports.com. We're going to kick it off with Bishop Kelly at Jerome. It's Boise versus Eagle, which I think is going to be the best matchup of the night. This, I think, will prove whether Boise is for real or not. They've got off to a 2-0 start, but so far they've beaten Bora and Centennial. Not exactly top 5, top 10 competition. So taking on Eagle tonight, I think we'll prove to see if Boise is for real or not. Other games at idahosports.com tonight. Capital is at Mountain View. Paul Kingsbury and I will be at that ball game. Kickoff 7 o'clock. Centennial taking on Timberline. Highland at Twin Falls. Rigby is playing Skyline. And don't forget the Friday Night Flash overtime show tonight, 10:35 p.m. Paul Kingsbury and I wrap up the night of football in Idaho like nobody else can. We have interviews from broadcasters from across the state, talk to media folks, talk to some coaches and players. It's a lot of fun to do. 10:35 is the time to tune in to idahosports.com for the Friday Night Flash overtime show. Earlier in the podcast, I said I think Boise Eagle will be the best game of the night by far. What do you think the best game of the night is? What is your spotlight game to watch tonight, either on idahosports.com or just a general game from around the state? What game do you think is going to be the biggest game of the night? My vote, Eagle Boise. What's your vote? Give me some feedback. Jeff at idahosports.com. It's Jeff at idahosports.com. Or you can get a hold of us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/idahosports. What is your big game of the night tonight? Don't forget, on NampaSports.com, we have Nampa taking on Emmett. Kickoff is 7 o'clock over at NampaSports.com. Should be a good watch tonight. That'll do it for the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the games tonight. Have a great weekend. Talk with you on Monday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on idahosports.com.